where the viaduct looms like a bird of doom as it shifts and cracks, where secrets lie in the border fires and the humming wise. Yeah, man, you know you're never coming back. Across the square, across the bridge, across the mills, across the...
Hey everybody, welcome to the Stabcast. I'm Dan Hummer.
And I am Mindy Hummer. Hootie-hoo.
Hootie-hoo. We're talking about the new movie, Cam.
Not exactly new. It came out in 2018 on Netflix.
New-ish.
Daniel's really mad at me, guys, because he really doesn't like it. Mm-hmm. It's a toss-up. Like, critics loved it, and some people, they either loved it or they hated it.
Yeah.
It's a very cut and dry kind of film. Either you liked it or you didn't like it. My aunt Sharon,
I'm in the camp of hating it.
Yeah, so
it was
F. I mean, you either like it and get intrigued by the story or you think it's ass cheeks. So
Sharon thought it was ass cheeks.
And Sharon thought it was ass cheeks. Daniel thought it was like in between, like not totally in the cheeks yet, but getting down there. The tramp stamp.
We were getting cheeky, for sure.
So, we got a lot of horror news for everybody.
Yeah.
So, I'll jump into that. So, first, we have the new Hellraiser that will be with the woman.
Mm-hmm.
And that is going to premiere on Hulu in a couple of days, October 7th. So, keep an eye out for that one. Also, Netflix is releasing a Stephen King short story that's been made into a movie called Mr. Harrigan's Phone.
Yes.
That also releases early October, October 5th. Also, on October 7th, on Paramount Plus, if you do have it. If you don't, you can get the 30-free-day trial. I recommend it. It's called Significant Other. That's going to be a thriller slash horror slash mystery. Then we go back to Netflix on the 14th, where we're going to have The Curse of Bridge Hollow coming out. And then also on the 14th, coming out in theaters and on Peacock Premium, which once again you can get for 30 days free, is Halloween Ends, the one we've all been waiting for.
The big chalupa.
Big kahuna. Then you guys are going to be really excited for this.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people love this movie. So Trick or Treat.
Yeah.
It's a movie that was really highly anticipated, but unfortunately it came out in the wrong time.
Yeah.
And then got a DVD release instead of a theater release.
Yeah.
Is it a great movie? It's a good movie.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it's amazing, but it was a good movie. It's finally getting a proper sequel.
Right.
And the sequel's going to go to the theater. So I think that's pretty cool. Also, we have M. Night Shyamalan is coming back. He will be back in February with A Knock on the Cabin.
A Knock on the Cabin?
A Knock on the Cabin.
Holy shit.
February 2nd is when that comes out. It's very suspenseful.
That's a title? A Knock on the Cabin?
Yeah. Very suspenseful and just... It's involving a little kid, and it looks like it's going to be one of his hits, honestly. I have some high expectations for that. I think that's going to be good.
That actually sounds fire.
Last but not least, Eli Roth is a man we don't really talk about much.
No.
He is a disgusting man. Creative. Very fucking creative. But very dark and twisted and fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
Well, of all people, because you would not expect this.
No.
He is teaming up with Curtis 50 Cent Jackson. And yes, you are completely right when I said 50 fucking Cent. The rapper. The like, yo shorty, it's your birthday. That guy.
Yeah.
Teaming up with fucking Eli Roth, the fucking master of torture porn. So they're teaming up for three new movies. And I have no really idea about them except for their names, which are going to include The Gun,
The
Trackmaster, and The Creature House.
Oh, shit.
So each one sounds like they have potential. Honestly, I'm kind of excited to see where the hell the two of them are going to go with this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because it's such a... like, rare pairing. It's something I would have never thought.
No, I agree with you.
What happens? So I have high hopes for it, though. I think it's going to be good because normally the most weirdest mashups are the best.
Yeah.
And that is it for horror news.
One thing I didn't hear, there's a couple that I know that are going on. The movie, or what's the newest sequel to X that's having Pearl right now? It's out now. Have you heard?
Pearl, it's coming out in theaters.
I think it's already out.
Okay, yeah. You really have to watch X first.
Yeah.
Because it's not a prequel. It's not a sequel, it's a prequel.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed X. Honestly, it had a little bit too much sex.
Yeah.
But it was about a porno being filmed in Texas in the 1970s. So, I mean,
we're getting our fill of that tonight with this episode.
So, like, I mean, we'll have to see. I personally do want to see Pearl, but Daniel hasn't seen X yet.
Yeah.
And it's crucial that you watch one after the other.
Yes, it is.
So, I mean, unfortunately, we're probably going to have to wait to give any kind of, like, review.
Yeah, we'll wait till it hits streaming or something.
Yeah.
Another one that's hitting theaters, October 6th. I don't think you mentioned it. Terrifier 2?
I brought that up a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
It was coming.
Yeah. Aren't the Clowns Coming Back? It's not my favorite thing of all time.
I love it.
It was kind of funny.
I thought it was hilarious because I'm a sick fox.
Yeah, he did some creepy shit.
I thought it was hilarious. The only thing that I couldn't take was when he started spawn that woman from Vagina.
Yeah, Vag Up. I didn't like that.
I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
I just, that was too much. I actually ended up skipping it a little bit. But he was a funny motherfucker. Like, he thought that he was the shit.
Yeah, he did. He wasn't.
No.
No, he wasn't.
Absolutely not.
So that's coming out. But yeah, a lot of good movies are coming out soon. Spooky season, we're having a good one. So,
now, guys, don't be mad at us if we don't end up coming out with every new movie, just because there are so many.
Yeah.
Like, we were just talking because we're going to go see Smile, which we'll review next
week.
Yeah. We're going to go see today. But, like, we were talking earlier, and, like, there's already, like, three or four horror movies out in theaters.
Yeah.
Along with that one, you have Don't Worry, Darling. You have The Invitation, and then you have the one with the lion that I can't remember.
Yeah.
So there's a lot out. Like, honestly, we could, if we were rich, we could probably go to the theaters and spend all day there.
Well, yeah, and you can even get, like, we could. There's just almost so much time in the day. We're busy people.
Exactly. Like, there's only so much time we can dedicate to watch this shit.
Yeah.
But you can definitely tell that this spooky season is taking back the box office.
I hope so. I mean, Invitation was number one for a little bit, but there was weak movies against it. So, hopefully, Smile does well.
We're going to have to wait until the end of October to really see. I'm just saying there's a lot coming out.
Yeah. Hopefully, the numbers are good.
Yes.
But I'm sure Halloween Ends will do good, even though it's on Peacock, too. That might hurt it a little bit. But
that's why Jamie Lee Curtis wanted to do both.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll see. I'm excited. There's a lot of good stuff coming out. So, you want to get into the meat and potatoes of what we're talking about today?
All right. So, spoiler free of Cam is about this young woman named Lola. She's Cam Girl. Cam girls are basically like porn stars on the internet, but they control what they do.
Yeah.
And they get tips. It's kind of like going live on social media.
Yeah, it was kind of like OnlyFans girls right before that, too.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like OnlyFans without the OnlyFans. And
this
situation that happens could actually happen to anybody, and that's what kind of creeped me out.
Yeah.
Because I thought from that kind of perspective. Now, I really wouldn't recommend this to somebody that's like a horror fanatic.
Yeah.
I would recommend it to a guy. There's a lot of movies.
A lot of tips.
And I would recommend it to somebody who likes a twist.
Yeah.
Like myself. And that likes something new being brought to the table. Because, spoiler free, I will have to say this, it does bring something completely fresh and new to the table.
It does.
as far as horror movie goes. Like, you've seen it in comedy and, like, other genres. Yeah. But, like, horror movies, they haven't really dabbled with it.
No.
So,
not like they should.
It was nice to see somebody try to do it. Now, did it succeed? Not really.
Well,
it tried.
And it did really well with critics. People loved it. It's got a 93% on Rotten Tomatoes. Sharon thinks it's the worst.
I shouldn't say it was ass. It's just, it was not what I was expecting. When I hear it, I didn't even think it was that much of a psychological thriller. I didn't really find anything horror about it. I just found it more of a soft porn.
There was a lot of porn elements to it, obviously.
Yeah, I did not find anything
okay.
psychological about
well,
it.
Well, like we said on here before, everyone has their own opinion.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone. Entitled to them, so
I thought the clone thing was a bit much, and like
the creepy part though is that you don't know what's going on. All right, so now we're gonna go into the actual spoiler part,
yeah.
guys. So if you haven't seen this, it's on Netflix, it's from 2018, as it moved from Netflix since 2018. So go check it out. It's called Cam. The main character is Lola. Go check it out.
Also known as Alice Ackerman.
Now. Yeah, she's also known as Alice, but that was going to be for the spoiler, but it's okay.
Sorry.
That's the spoiler-free review, so come back if you guys haven't seen it. If you have, well then, here we go.
Here we go.
So, it opens up to this young lady named Lola, who you later find out is named Alice Ackerman.
Yes.
And Lola is trying very, 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 very hard to be the best cam girl.
Mm-hmm.
On her website. She wants it. She can taste it.
She can taste it.
And with every show, she goes up like 10 or so ranks, and she's doing fantastic.
Yeah.
And her first show, she just like fucking splits her throat.
Yeah.
And it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I thought it was over. That
what
was
the
pretty.
Fuck?
Yeah, that was.
Like, that was just ridiculous.
Yeah.
And like, and that was the beginning, and that just hooked me.
Yeah. It did.
So, I mean, I ended up watching the rest of it. Now, did it hold up? Not really.
Yeah.
I think there could have been a lot more in it. I don't think the whole thing with her family needed to be there.
Yeah, it was distracting.
That was a creepy secondary storyline that really didn't need to be touched.
I'm going to kind of disagree and give a little pushback on that, because to me, that was the only part that kind of worked. Because that's the only part that felt real about it. Like, and we'll get into, and I know we want to go through all the plot. We don't want to jump around too much. But I think it's a lot more believable for a girl that's doing, and it's not really horror, it's just drama in the movie, but it's a lot more believable for her brother's friend, for her to be in the porn industry, her brother's friend bullying him at the birthday party and her getting caught and her looking all, like not knowing what to do. That seems like more of a real-life scenario than, oh, that you got cloned on a fucking...
I mean, and I agree. I really do. It was really weird for me when she had that conversation with her mom, and her mom was telling her that she watched her videos. Why would your mom watch your fucking porno?
That was weird.
That is fucking weird.
You're good. You're actually kind of good.
Why is your mother going to watch your porn tape?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
She said she exudes confidence.
I just didn't need to be in there.
By the way, the biggest star in this movie, the kid from 13 Reasons Why that got...
fucked up the ass in the broom room.
Yeah. But he was a good character, too. And he gave that show a... Yeah, he was good. But,
And this one, he played Jordan.
Yeah, Jordo. And he's fucking had to deal with his sister flashing her
and showing him ding-dong pits.
Yeah. And flashing her Noki at a public library.
God. And that's the scariest part, guys, is because she gets kind of clone. You don't really know what happens, but somehow she gets locked out of her account.
Yeah.
And somebody is being her. It's like a clone, and they're doing things that she would never do, and they're breaking her rules, and she's getting really angry and really scared.
Yeah. Because
people are showing up at her mom's work and being like, I love you so much. Like, I can't believe that we had such a great conversation. And she's like, wait, what?
Yeah.
I didn't even talk to you last night, and I don't say I love you. Like, she has three main rules. She doesn't do live shows.
Yeah.
She does not say I love you.
Yes.
And she does not
fake her orgasm.
Fake her orgasm.
No, she does not. Now, one plot hole I'm going to point out, because maybe it's not a plot hole, maybe I just don't understand, so educate me if I don't know what's going on here. And this is jumping around, too. But that Tinker, the guy, the IT guy that they talk about at the beginning, he ends up, like you said, he goes to her work, gives her flowers, says, we had this great conversation, it was romantic, and why don't you remember? And then she's all mad at him. But also later it's revealed that Tinker's the number one fan of all the replacement girls, all the clones that she, when she looks into it, and he's like beaten off to the one clone while she's sleeping in his apartment. So he knows what's going on, so how did he fall for that and bring her flowers?
And he actually moved to her hometown because he knew that she was getting too popular and that the thing was going to copy her.
Yeah, so
and
I didn't understand how he fell for that.
I wish that we would have stayed more with that
so
we could have figured out a little bit of information, but one crucial thing does happen. When Lola meets Lola, she doesn't know who she is.
Yes.
Because she doesn't even know who she fucking looks like.
Yeah.
So this clone is just like, hello, how are you? Who are you?
Yeah.
You Tinker's girlfriend? And it's like, no, she's you. What the fuck?
Tinker's important because he's the IT weirdo guy that sweats a lot. And then there's Barney, the other guy who's like a, he hangs out with all the girls. And
he's
he kind of thinks he's a pimp, but
dick.
He's a weirdo. Yeah. He's like the
he's
ultimate sugar daddy.
Dick.
Yeah.
He's
a sugar
creeper.
Daddy. Yeah, he is a creeper.
Not even a sugar daddy. He's a creeper. Sugar daddies wear suits and shit. He's a fucking creeper.
Now, one thing I think this film did do well is you can tell it was written by a former cam girl because it was. Her Aisa Mizazi. I'm fucking it up. And the director, Daniel Goldhaber, he like directed some of her videos, and this is his first time effort. I did that. I found that out. And, and like you could tell that they were close to the situation because I feel like it was a look and kind of it did take that deep look into the industry and the people that do that and like the sex workers and how the girls
it
like it's kind of like they
indie.
Owe the guys. Yeah.
It wasn't too indie feeling. It didn't feel like cheap.
Yeah, it didn't feel cheap, but I feel like it did seem like a realistic look. Whether or not we liked it or not, or I thought it was like good or the horror elements were enjoyable, I think the look into the profession itself and some of the weird elements of it, I think they did a good job conveying that.
I agree.
So I would say that.
Especially when Barney, because guys, what really happens, and that's really scary actually, and it's something that can really happen in real life, is Alice/Lola, she takes a very big risk and she goes and meets one of her guys in public.
Yeah.
And that's Barney. And Barney wants to take her to a room to give her some gifts. She says, no, let's go eat. I'm hungry. Because she follows that line of, like, I'm not going alone with them. Like, I'm not stupid.
Yeah.
And that's great and everything. But then the fake Lola, while they're in the middle of dinner or lunch, the fake Lola comes online.
Yeah.
So then Barney gets very angry.
He thinks he's getting scammed.
And suspicious. Yeah. And thinks that he's being scammed by the one that he's with. And he goes as far as to go into the woman's restroom and try and kidnap this poor girl.
Yeah.
And thank God she got away and everything was fine and that was the last time we saw him. But that was so real to me.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that was kind of scary.
Because it shows how real it can get. Like, you're playing online, you think it's not real, but then you meet up with this weirdo dude that you've been flashing your tits to, and he's been watching you take bubble baths, and now he's right in front of you, and he's expecting action because you make him think that you want him.
Right.
And now he's being creepy and weird and acting like he owns you. And it's
and
just
angry and aggressive.
Like,
and
so the look at it, like, it did good jobs in those moments. And they were uncomfortable. And I think that's how it was supposed to be. I don't think it's supposed
her.
To be comfortable.
When he grabbed her and he had his hand over her mouth, I was so hoping she was going to bite him like she did.
Yeah.
I was scared for her a little bit.
Yeah.
That really hit home to me because I have friends that have done the online dating thing.
Yeah.
And it's very dangerous
to
do that kind of shit. I mean, now in this day and age, it's very common, and it's just something that people do. But, like, back a couple years ago, it was scary.
Yeah. I mean, you can always get, you know, like, catfished or scammed or even, like, worse. People could be I mean, you can be doing anything can be funny business when it comes to the internet and stuff. And that's kind of what this, and it's even a statement now with how big, like, the pandemic was with, you know, like, OnlyFans is, like, one of the most popular websites in the world and stuff.
Yeah, everybody's online right now sharing all of their things and whatnot, and that's what really hits home to me.
Yeah, it's not like porn stars. It's
a
girl you went to.
Or a cam girl. Like, it could very well be me and Daniel.
I mean, I'm not doing OnlyFans.
It could be the Snapchat. No, I'm not talking about OnlyFans.
I'm not letting the girls out.
I am not talking about OnlyFans, guys. I'm talking about anything.
Yeah.
Anything social media related that can be hacked into.
There's a fucking another Stabcast with Dan. He's getting kicked in the nuts.
Yeah, we're going to find him.
We're going to find him. We're going to jump him. Fuck
but
the other
dude. That's just my point, though, is that, like, yeah, the clone thing would probably never happen, but I could definitely see something bad happen to someone in that profession or in the social media profession.
Yeah, I'm sure it happens. So, like, people are really putting themselves out there, and that's not a statement for me. That's up to them and what they want to do and what they feel comfortable with. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it is like it tells you how scary it can get. If the movie does anything right, it's that.
Yeah.
It kind of shows you how weird it gets. I don't think it needed the clone shit to do
no.
that. But, It like the moments like that, it actually was actually trying to say something. So I can actually appreciate
it. It had a message.
Yeah.
It just didn't get there.
It didn't come across well.
It was running down the street, but there was a sign that they hit.
Yeah.
And they got
it was muddled
out.
For sure. It was a little muddled.
But, I mean, I personally, I got it. I think Sharon now, she kind of gets it.
I kind of get it.
Now that I went through
from
it.
From that point of view, yeah.
But
just watching it.
Just watching it, unfortunately, I mean, unless you're into titties or you're into alternate universes and shit, you're not really going to get into it.
Titties and alternate universes.
I'm surprised my older brother Doug doesn't love it.
Yeah. But
so on that note, guys, Daniel,
how many boobs would I give this?
How many bears would you give this?
Okay. 5 out of 10.
5 out of 10. I would have to go the same way. I was gonna go 4.5, but I'll give her a 5.
I thought it was mediocre at best. I didn't think it was. I thought it was a good premise with, you know, people that seemed to really care about what they were trying to talk about.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
It just didn't. It wasn't really for me. There wasn't enough.
Like I said, it was running down the street, but it got knocked out.
Yeah, and it's one of those that it and the director was good, but it relied too much on how it was shot for being scary than the material that was actually in the story.
Right.
For
and it just,
scary.
It wasn't scary, guys. It was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Is the way to put it.
It had an eerie feel
to it. Is the way to put it, uncomfortable?
Yeah.
In a way. I would agree.
I think had they delved more into
guys.
Well, not just the guys, but more into, it took too long to get to the account being hacked.
Okay.
And delve into that more.
Yeah.
And how it affected her life more.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that would have been different.
I agree. Guys, that's our guest host, Sharon. She comes in every once in a while.
Yeah, but, I mean, it was fine for what it was.
It was mediocre at best. It tried.
We're going to hopefully go see a better movie and Smile later.
Yeah, from what you all are saying, it's pretty good. So let's hope that it leans up to the hype, and we'll see you guys next week, because that's what we're going to do.
We'll see everybody now. You got anything else, Mindy? Or?
I'm good. We got the news out of the way. Movie's done. We're already planned for tomorrow. I think we're good. Well, not tomorrow, next week.
Next week, and everybody have a nice, scary week.
Yep, be
it's
careful,
October.
Guys. Be safe. There's a lot of things going on right now in the world. Just be safe, be careful, and God bless.
God bless.
Hootie-hoo.
Hootie-hoo. Hootie-hoo. Hootie-hoo. What do you see? The